Daniel Levy is the president of the U.S. Middle East Project and a former Israeli negotiator with the Palestinians at the Taba summit under Prime Minister Ehud Barak and at the Oslo B Accords with Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin.
Well, I think it is important that this isn't just about the Arab world, as you've said. Now, no two situations are identical, but when people look at Israel's systematic violation of international law and international humanitarian law, which didn't begin as a response to something horrendous that happened on October 7th, it's not just that the crimes being committed against the civilian population in Gaza, it's not good enough to say anything that happens to Palestinians in Gaza happens because of what Hamas did. No, these are Israeli bombs. It's Israel that's closed off the supplies of water, fuel, food, electricity. But it's what preceded that, the decades and decades of occupation of Palestinians living without rights, living under an occupation that itself violates international law, the illegal settler population, no equality. So here we have a situation, and the world looks at this. And would it be important to listen to those speeches that were given in Cairo today and the cost to America? When America's ally, someone who's seen as very credible in America, in Israel, the King of Jordan, says, you applied one standard of immediate, unequivocal accountability in one situation, referring to Ukraine quite clearly, and not in this situation. Everyone should go and listen to the speech of the Jordanian king. When America has to deploy its... Well, I think it is important that this isn't just about the Arab world, as you've said.
And that was former Israeli negotiator Daniel Levy.